Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
South Africans clearly love our pets, but some come at a cost. And of course, it is expensive, and it's a commitment to keep your dog. So according to recent data, French Bulldog tops the list as the most expensive breed to own in South Africa, with a lifetime ownership cost estimated at around about 670,000 rand. Other breeds such as miniature schnauzers, Yorkshire Terriers, but then you land up owning a Yorkshire Terrier. Nobody wants that. A Shih Tzu, Rottweilers also rank amongst the costliest companions. So that's so interesting. Dr. Leon de Bruin, he is a past president at the South African Veterinary Association. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Howard. And happy Youth Day to Absolutely, you and your listeners. You as well. A blessed day for you all.
And to you as well. So let's just talk about that. I don't know if you heard much of the intro. I know that we've got...
Yes, I did. I know that French bulldogs are expensive, but over 600,000, that's a lot for a dog in a lifetime. That's crazy, yeah.
That really does. What is it that... I mean, as I said, we've got the Swiss Shepherd, beautiful dog, but unaffordable.
To explain it, if you think that they started as wolves, mm-hmm. now, and this is a case of humans in their wisdom taking the Lord's creation and literally changing it for the sake of appearance. If you think about it, how they look now, mm-hmm. and we've now taken a bulldog, which looked like a mastiff, basically. I mean, bulldog meant they would actually go and grab a bull by the nose to control it. Can you see an English bulldog or a French bulldog taking that?
No. Not unless you offered it a Tasha's cup of coffee first.
So literally, these brachycephalic means short face.
Yes.
So the bulldogs and Shih Tzus and Pekingese and pugs, that they've been selected to have this so-called cute face, but it's too short, and the nostrils are too narrow, and there's these soft palates, and so they have major breathing issues, and also heat stroke, obviously, in our lovely South African climate. So, and then also that short face causes these wrinkles in the nose and this deformed tail and fold. So they get lots of skin issues as well. And then throw in as well chondrodystrophic, which means the cartilage is deformed, like a sausage, a Dachshund with a long leg, that they can get disc areas, issues and joint issues. So there's lots of issues there with especially with the French bulldogs. And I mean, in the UK, they're actually set in legislation to control this breeding and selecting for these traits, because it's causing a major problem in Europe as well with health problems.
Wow, so a lot of this is the breeding in order to achieve what's been designated as perfection in those particular breeds.
Well, yes, perfection, but actually cuteness.
they want them to look cute.
And so that the people pay for those breeds. It's a major issue, and we are selecting for extremes. So also like a Yorkshire, a teacup Yorkshire. And, you know, often there's teeth issues there. But if you go to the other side, like for, that's my couch master bouncing at the background.
Awesome. It lends a certain authenticity to the conversation.
Yes. And then the giant breeds, you know, Great Danes and these massive boer bulls, you know, there we can have joint issues and hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia, and then also heart and cancer issues, you know, they just grow too fast. And then the good old boxer, I mean, that's got heart and lumps and tumors all sorts of things. And you mentioned, you know, Rottweilers as well. And I mean, I love Rotties, but, you know, they're not really designed to our lovely South African climate. So there's often hot spots, skin issues, and then also the hip and joint issues. So that, you know, one really needs to be careful when, and it always helps to ask an expert and vet. Obviously, we also know about, you know, we see these breeds with their issues, but then also when selecting, go to a reputable breeder. I like how you said Temu. Imagine ordering a dog on Temu.
Yeah, it's exactly, because you buy for cuteness and not for anything more than that, and we really make that mistake.
And especially with the large breeds, make sure that they're from reputable breeders and that their hips and elbows are all, you know, that the parents have been screened so that you know you're not going to have those issues. I mean, right now I have a client who's a Boerpool puppy. I mean, she's 50 kilos at 6 months, and the elbows are a disaster. Actually, has to go to a specialist next week for surgery. So, yeah, we must just be careful with that.
Are allergies increasing with dogs and with the interbreeding?
Yes, yeah. So, inbreeding in terms of they like to, you know, breed with the same line so that they get these traits of appearance, and as I said, you know, going for extremes, these York tiny dogs or giant dogs are causing more problems. Yes,
right. And Rene asking, what about Great Danes? I think you mentioned hip issues as well there. What are their issues? In fact, I remember, I think Great Danes are, don't they call them something about a heartbreak dog?
Yeah, they're giant breeds, and we see a lot of bone cancers, you know, later in their lives. And when I say late life, I mean by 7 or 8, we have a lot of issues. So they are wonderful. I mean, my couch mastiff is cross Great Dane Boerpool, but they do. They just they can have literally heart issues and joint issues and the cancers. And I mean, we know that cancer is one of the curses of our generations, but it is heartbreaking because we love them so much, but their lives are so short compared to ours. And especially with these giant breeds, you know, they don't often get past 10 years.
Wow. Mavis is asking, and this was actually a question I was going to ask you. There certainly was a perception that the mixed breeds or I don't know, mutts are healthier. Is that necessarily true?
Well, it depends on where you are, you know, what the breed is. But yeah, like the Canis Africanus tends to be healthy if they, you know, don't. It depends on, you know, how they were, at what stage they were rescued or bred. But it can be, and I know, since you guys mentioned the Shiba Inu, the Japanese hunting dog, is sort of a small version of the Akita that we know from that clip, or so heartwarming. So they're a medium size, and they, when they have, you know, sort of been selected, and even if you look at the crossbreeds at some stage, more for you know, functional efficiency rather than appearance. So they tend to be, you know, more adapted to being healthy as opposed to being selected for the particular appearance. Yes.
Right. And does it, you know, when people are looking for a pet and it says registered, KUSA or however you pronounce it, registered, is that a good indicator of health, or obviously you can't say absolutely of health, but does it indicate that this particular animal might be healthier?
There is a chance, and CUSA, you know, it's the Kennel Union. So registration, you know, there are some guidelines. But it's always good to look into the specific breeder and what their background is and track record and do some, you know, as you guys are saying, we are so invested. We love our furry children. So it's worth doing a proper, you know, investigation before you make that commitment, because you want them to be healthy. And I would, you know, we reminded that the insurance for French bulldogs is expensive, and there's a reason. But I think definitely pet insurance is a good option to help just carry those costs through the beloved pet's lives.
That is where we leave it. The line, unfortunately, is not a brilliant one, but a fascinating conversation. Dr. Leon de Bruin, thank you. Past president of the South African Veterinary Association.